everybody frustrated and stressed out. All of this stuff is going crazy because you have transferred title to the devil.
Dr. Tony Evans says we're living with the consequences of signing over our spiritual authority to Satan, and it's about time we took it back.
What God is after is you ruling your world under him.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Dr. Evans says many of us have signed away our spiritual authority before we've even had a chance to put it to work. Let's join him as he explains how we can get it back.
You have been created to rule. If you followed our series so far, you understand that God has created mankind to rule on his behalf in the seen world, according to Psalm 115, verse 16. That you were created to exercise dominion, that is, divinely authorized authority over your territory, the sphere of your world. You are to rule that in concert with him as his subordinate. God created Adam as a single man. He gave him his sphere of rulership. And he found his fulfillment in fulfilling his mission and his calling. As life began to unfold for Adam, he told him that to fully realize his rule at the proper time that the help was needed, God supplied him a mate. God gave them instruction on how the world was supposed to work if they were going to fulfill their divinely ordained right to rule. From every tree of the garden, you may freely eat. You can enjoy this process. But from the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat it, or a blessing will become a curse. God performed the first wedding ceremony in chapter 2, verse 24. And he joined them together and said, now, in order to pull this off, you've got to become one flesh. One flesh simply says that there is to be the coming together of commonality in body, soul, and spirit in order to be on the same page to fulfill the divine mandate. And so, in the midst of this comes our lesson for today. Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the beasts of the field. He was the sneakiest, the slyest of all of the creatures that God had made. So when the devil chose to work through a creature, he worked through one that was tailor-made for the job, a snake. God told Adam, keep the snake out the garden. The devil had rebelled against God. He was cast down to earth under judgment. God decided not to judge him immediately, but instead to create man and put earth under the control of man so that his rule would be made in the visible realm. Now the devil, using a visible creature, by the way, a subordinate creature, since Adam was over the animals, an animal underneath him to try to rule over him. But the animal was controlled, of course, by the devil, the scriptures tell us. It says, now the serpent. Now when? Now after Adam got married. The instructions had been given to the man. Adam's job was to communicate it down to the family, starting with the wife. He was to tell her what God had said. But the serpent appeals to the woman because he understood something. And that was a fundamental principle of how he would work, and that is get people driving outside of their lanes. One of the devil's greatest achievements and the way he makes his case is two things: challenging the word of God and getting us to drive outside of our lane. See, God has set up a lane. Everybody has a lane, a sphere that they're supposed to be riding in. And he wants you to cross that sphere because that's what the devil did. He crossed his sphere. God created him to be one thing. He wanted to be something else. And instead of staying in his lane, he flipped lanes. So Satan comes, uses a subordinate creature to split up the one flesh unity that God had ordained, to get the roles reversed, to get the woman to become the leader, the man to become the chump, the responder, flipping the roles in order to control the agenda. Adam is there. It's not that he wasn't there and the serpent snuck up on her. In verse 6, you're going to see when she eats, she brings it to Adam who was with her, the text says. So he's standing right there listening to a talking snake rapping to his woman. And they're not surprised because they already know Satan is here. It's not a surprise attack. Hath God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? Can't you eat whatever you want? Have there been any restrictions on you? All of the trees of the garden you may what? Freely eat. Except one. There was one restriction. But that's the only restriction the devil wants to discuss. He doesn't want us to discuss the freedom, the big freedom. He wants to talk about the one restriction. So the woman answers, the woman said to the snake, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. That's not right. Girlfriend is wrong, but it sounds right. It's like folk of war go around talking about, the Bible says God said, you take one step, he'll take two. And people go around believing that's in the Bible. That is not in the Bible. But if somebody puts God said in front of it, it sounds like it's in the Bible. First of all, God did not say, from every tree of the garden you may eat. He said, from every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But sister girl leaves out freely. Freely is very important. Because that means everything God wants you to have, he's going to give you. It's free. You know, everything God wants you to have in terms of the context of your rule, he's already set it in motion to provide for you. That's why people who are not enjoying their Christian life aren't living the right one. Because in the right Christian life, most of the stuff out there is the stuff you're free to enjoy, not the restrictions you can't get to. The devil says to her, verse 4, you shall not die. It ain't that bad. He says, let me tell you why God doesn't want you to eat out of that tree. Because then there's going to be two of y'all. He's going to be God and you're going to be God. Because you will be able to determine for yourself how life should be lived. And he knows you're going to be like him if you eat of that tree. You're going to be your own God. So Satan has challenged God and he's challenged them to do their own thing. When the woman saw, verse 6, that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate. She gave also to her husband with her and he ate. Do you see the role reversal here? She's calling the shots and he's responding. That's a flip of roles. If the devil gets you to flip roles, which he's done spiritually, where women are leading spiritually, women are the ones doing the praying, women are the ones having devotions, women are the ones saying we need to go to the house of the Lord, women are the ones serving. When he can get you to flip roles, spiritual leadership in your home, he says, gotcha. So that's why we have a generation of kids without fathers today, because roles have been flipped. So that's why then you get the social repercussions, because roles have been flipped. Eve takes ownership into her own hands and says, I am going to make the decision. My husband's going to follow me. He said, yes, dear. Was there a problem with saying yes, dear? Certainly was. Look at verse 17. Then to Adam, he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat. Cursed is your ground. Because you listened to her. You weren't supposed to be listening. You were supposed to be leading. You weren't supposed to be saying what you want to do in terms of spiritual leadership. You were supposed to be receiving from God and then transferring it down into the family. But instead, all you're doing is asking what you want, dear. You're not leading. And when you give up, listen, nature abhors the vacuum, men. When you give up your leadership, she will take it. If you're standing there listening to this snake rapping, because he's there, and you ain't saying nothing, she's going to react and respond. And you're going to become the reactor and wonder why she won't let you lead. She won't let you lead. Leaders don't ask permission. It's a responsibility. And we're talking about biblical leadership. We're not talking about this crazy stuff that involves violence and emotional damage. We ain't talking about that. I'm talking about biblical leadership. The Bible says the woman is supposed to call you Lord. Oh, now you clap. 1 Peter 3:6. It says the woman, look, if you're sitting next to your husband, look at him, call him Lord. Look at him. Just practice. Come on, some of y'all ain't moved. Come on, more, Lord. Lord, come on, I can't hear you. I'm going to wait. Go ahead. I'm waiting. That's what it says. Call him Lord. Now call him Lord and whatever his first name is. Lord James, Lord Butch, Lord. Just call him Lord. Why does the Bible tell the woman to call you Lord? Here it is. Because you're supposed to be calling him Lord. See, it's supposed to flow up. She's calling you Lord because you oversee her, because she sees when you call him Lord because he overseeing you. So everybody's got a Lord. See, that's God's order. People don't like his order. You got a feminist movement. They don't go for this order stuff. And that's why you got women dying of heart attacks like crazy now. And that's why you got all this chaos out here. And that's why, lady, if you refuse to submit to legitimate leadership, you'll go from man to man to man and you'll never be happy. Because there's something built into a man that will do one of two things. He'll either become real passive because you're too dominant, so he won't do much of anything, or he'll become real oppressive emotionally and physically because he ain't having no woman run over him. So he's going to do one of those two things. What he won't be is the man you were looking for. On the other hand, men, if you create a vacuum, she will fill it. Even if it's for survival purposes, she will fill it. And so she gives to him and he eats. He responds. I like the word God said. God said, wait a minute now. You listen to your wife over me. You're not subordinate to her. You're subordinate to me. What was the result? Here's the result. Curse. He lost his rule. He gave up his territory. He messed over his garden. His rule was gone. It was now cursed. Cursed children. Because now Cain is going to kill Abel. Cursed environment. Cursed career. Because it says now thistles and thorns are going to grow up where God was already making profit come up out of the ground. He says cursed career. Cursed financials. Curse. Why? Because he transferred title. He took the title God gave to him and handed it over to the devil. And many folks in here have handed the devil rule to their world. You said, devil, come on in my home and let's share the family together. Devil, come into my finances and let's share the money together. Devil, come into my mind and let's share our thinking together. Can we all get along? That's exactly what you do when you move from revelation to human determination.
Dr. Evans says we can win back our freedom by willingly giving it up. We'll find out more about that in a moment when he continues this lesson from his series, Reclaiming Your Spiritual Authority. This two-volume collection focuses on how to recognize and use the spiritual clout God has given to his people. And for a limited time, this complete 12-message set is available on CD as our special thank you gift when you support Tony's ministry with a donation of any amount. So visit us before time runs out at tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Make your contribution and let us send you Reclaiming Your Spiritual Authority with our thanks. Again, that's tonyevans.org. or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's lesson.
Have you ever got a credit card statement in the mail saying, "We have upped your limit"? You ain't asked them to up your limit. But they tell you it was $5,000 and now it's $10,000 that we're going to make available to you. And you're so happy. Yay! I get to spend $10,000. They're not telling you the whole story. They're not telling you, go ahead and spend $10,000 so we can own you for the next 25 years. They're not telling you that. They're just showing you how beautiful it is. They come in and they try to make you feel good. We're going to send you a platinum card. Now, you don't have to walk around with a regular color. You walk around with a platinum. Yeah, I'm a platinum member of American Express. I am somebody. Now, that's designed to make you feel good, but what they're telling you is we're going to rule you. After you've maximized your purchase, we're going to rule you. Because for 18% for the rest of your natural life, with that principal hardly moving anywhere, we are going to rule your finances. You won't rule your world. And that's why you're fussing and fighting and cussing each other out, because everybody's frustrated and stressed out and everybody got to work overtime and the kids have to take care of themselves and they're babysat by the television and all of this stuff is going crazy because you have transferred title to the devil. And the devil has said, thank you for giving me your world. I'm going to run it for you. It says the eyes of both of them were open, verse 7, and they knew that they were naked. Now watch this. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. In other words, they tried to patch it up. They took leaves and sewed them together. Okay? This is not custom made. This is trying to patch something together that they couldn't fix. Because doing it your own way will leave you with patchwork. Trying to just do the best you can. I'm just doing the best I can. I'm just patching it up the best I can. This is all I can do. You will either rule under God or you'll rule under the devil, but what you won't do is rule under nobody. See, there is no independent rule. You think it's independent, but you're either ruling underneath God or underneath the devil, and every time you eat of the tree of your own self-determination, you're saying, devil, you get to call the shots today. And he's glad to do it. He's glad to call them in every dimension of your life. What am I saying? I'm saying to you today that what God is after is you ruling your world under him. That's what he's after, and that's not to be compromised with your self-understanding. Single ladies, you know you got the right man. Let me tell you how you know you got the right man. You know you got the right man when he seeks to find out how God wants a matter handled. You got something there. See, that's a rare bird there. See, when you hear him say less and less, I think. And then you hear him say, you know what? Let me find out. Maybe I don't know where to go, but let me find somebody who does know where to go so I can find out how God wants this matter. You got something there. Because you want somebody who's under somebody. You don't want a man who's under nobody. Because a man who's under nobody is not going to listen to you, respect you, communicate with you, pay attention to you, and might just abuse you because he's accountable to nobody, not even you. But when a man positions himself under God, that's the aphrodisiac. Because when a woman sees a man who's saying yes to God, she going, yes! He says they were to be underneath his authority, and as a result, they were put out of the garden. In fact, worse than that, verse 24, he drove them out. He drove them out. Get out. Why? Because if I let you rule in my garden with your own thinking, you're going to mess up my place. So if you're going to mess up something, mess up your place. Don't mess up my place. Men, what this means for you is that you're responsible, even if you're not to blame. The Bible says, in Adam all died. Doesn't say anything about Eve. I commanded you, Adam. In Adam all died. I had a lady stopped me. She says, Pastor, I'm upset with you. I said, what I do? She says, I called this church, called the church 5 times, and I never got a response. I'm upset with you. Wait a minute, what that got to do with me? You weren't calling me 5 times. 2, we got all these phones, technology I don't understand. Why are you hating on a brother? Let me tell you what she was saying. I wasn't calling you. You're not over the phones, but you're the head, so it's not supposed to be happening. What she was saying was, even if it's not your fault, you're still responsible. All I could say was, we'll take care of it. She was appealing to responsibility, not blame. Adam is responsible. Your house in chaos, it may not be your fault. You're responsible. And that's what leaders do. They man up. They man up and say, I own the responsibility, even if I'm not the one to blame. But you can never meet that responsibility unless you are subordinate to God. Because then you're going to come up with your own thoughts independently of God, and there you give up your rule. There was a kite that thought to itself one day, it sure would be nice if I wasn't hooked up to this string so I can be free to be me and fly to the sky. The man let the string go. And the kite thought to itself, wee, I'm free. So it was just going up there and just flopping all over the place in its newfound freedom, no longer too subordinate to somebody holding the string. Until a fierce wind came by and began to take control of the kite, until it slammed the kite to the ground, tearing it to shreds, breaking the wooden pieces that held it together. And now it was a totally cursed and destroyed kite, because the kite didn't understand one thing. It was being held in order so that it could fly. It was being held in order that it could soar. But the moment it detached itself from the one holding it, that's not freedom. That's being subject to another enemy that's going to slam you at the right time in the right place. So you can be free from God, but you'll be free for the devil to slam you unless you give God permission to hold on to that string. I don't want to be free of you.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about the dangers of relinquishing your right to rule, part of his current teaching series, Reclaiming Your Spiritual Authority. All 12 messages in this powerful series are available for you to review on your own or share with your church. And as I mentioned earlier, they're yours as our thank you gift when you make a donation of any size to help keep this program coming your way. Just reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by around the clock to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222, or visit TonyEvans.org. While you're there, look over the list of theaters and showtimes for Tony's new movie, Kingdom Men Rising, coming up April 29th and 30th. Make it an outing for the men's group at your church, or a date night for you and your spouse. Dr. Evans and a list of special guests take an exciting look at how your home, your community, even our whole country can change when men step up to their God-given responsibility. Again, TonyEvans.org is the place to go for more information. Connecting with the incredible power God has given us requires a clear understanding of who we are and who we aren't. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will tell us about both and explain how to keep them in balance. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.